Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Scott Yeager joining us today as we talk about pushing back on over-regulation in just a moment.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Payscene's Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. Even as the Obama administration gets ready to go final after 8 years in the White House, there's a lot of regulations that are being put out there by the agencies within the administration that are going final as well. Farmers and ranchers are not happy with several of these regulations, and they're hopeful that Congress will be pushing back. And with a Republican Congress and a Republican White House, there's a pathway to get that done. Scott Yeager is Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
One of the biggest things that we hear from our members is that government overregulation is hurting the way that cattle producers do business. So these bills will provide more accountability and transparency in how agencies conduct rulemakings. And also, it restores power back to Congress. So instead of just having federal agencies having no check from Congress and how they conduct rulemakings, it restores some of that power back to Congress.
One piece of legislation that is moving in Congress that Scott Yeager is excited about that he refers to is the Midnight Rule Relief Act, which is allowing Congress to bundle together several resolutions of disapproval of rules that they don't like that the administration has moved forward in the final days of their administration. This is all under the Congressional Review Act. If Congress says no, both bodies, and then the president signs that resolution, that rule can be set aside. Of course, President Obama not going along with that concept with the Republican Congress. Donald Trump will. What's ahead?
So what's on tap for this week is that the House is going to debate and vote on another piece of legislation called the Regulatory Accountability Act of 2017. And that's H.R. 5, and it's been offered by Representative Goodlatte from Virginia. And what this Regulatory Accountability Act does, it does a lot of good stuff, again, on reg reform. So it would require agencies to choose the lowest cost rulemaking alternative and offer more opportunities for public vetting and review. A really important piece of this is that Colin Peterson, the ranking member of House Ag, is bringing forward an amendment that would prohibit agencies from lobbying on their own rules. So this is an issue with WOTUS again, because we had the EPA using social media and Thunderclap and other forms of outreach to get people to publicly comment in favor of the rule without really knowing what the meat of the rule really did. So we had a GAO report that said that EPA, you can't do that. In fact, that's covert propaganda, and that's grassroots lobbying in violation of the Anti-Lobbying Act. So what the Peterson Amendment here would do, it would close the loophole on that and make sure that that type of stuff doesn't happen again in the future.
Scott, it seems like we've had a lot of success in moving things in the House, but even with a Republican majority in the Senate, it's been very difficult to get some things through, to even put it on the desk of the president to have it rejected. What's going to happen now with these new dynamics? Republican House, of course, still a narrowly Republican Senate and a Republican White House. Anything different going to happen in the Senate?
That's a really good question, and I think that's what we're all going to be focused on here. And just to kind of recap what's happening in the Senate with the votes in November is Republicans still carry the majority in the Senate, but it's by a smaller margin than last year. So bills will still need strong bipartisan support to get the 60 votes they need to pass. So this will be the first test of the Senate in the 115th Congress. So we'll be watching closely, and we're going to lobby in support of these bills to see what we can expect from the Senate this year.
NCBA Scott Yeager, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.